T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wait till you're done sipping your tea.
Someone has some tea because we got some tea to spill.
Hey guys, it's me, Tanya.
And Dorothy.
I can't stop smiling because it's a very special episode of The Real Wives in Radio. Yes, so a super special. I mean, you thought last week was special with the Valentine's Day episode where we introduced our hubbies, which was so much fun.
So the guys were such good sports too. I love them.
They were.
Thank you, Stephen and JJ.
Yes, thank you, of course. But they're about to be one up, Like, you have no idea, right, Dorothy?
Absolutely right, because
what? Oh my gosh. I have chills right now. Tell us what's happening, Dorothy.
That is a little baby's heartbeat, and not just any little baby, but my baby.
Stop. I know. I know. But it's still, it's making it so real, Dorothy.
It's so real. I mean, I've been keeping the secrets since the very beginning of December when I first found out. I think it was like December 1st. So I've been keeping it in. We passed the big, 12 weeks out of, the safety range.
Are you going to cry?
No, I'm not going to cry. Okay. But we can talk about my random pregnancy cries later. but by the time you'll be hearing this, I'll be 15 weeks. Yeah.
Dorothy, now you have to understand, obviously, I'm thrilled right now. I can't stop smiling. I have chills all over my body. You're my sister. I'm so happy for
you. Thank
you. But I have known.
Yeah, you have.
I've known.
And before I even told Tanya, I just knew. I knew she knew. Mm-hmm. Like you, I don't know how you do this, but you're like a witch slash alien.
A good witch.
We talk about this all the time. You always know. So what was it that gave it away that you before I even said anything, you knew I was pregnant?
Okay, there are a couple of things, and I hope I can remember them all. But I don't think I knew right away, but I definitely knew like 20 days into, I mean, if you knew on the first, I knew on the 20th because it was like right before the holiday, well, right before Christmas. And I remember we were, I'm so happy for you. I'm just sorry. I have to tell you that over and over again. And I know I tell you every day and I talk to the baby every day, but which is so weird. I just feel like it's so weird. We're talking out loud about the baby.
I know. Because we've been really hush hush about it around work. Like you whisper, hi, baby.
I do. And then I wait till everybody leaves. I'm like, hey, baby. Yeah. Okay, so I knew right before Christmas, I just know you, man. I've known you for like 10 plus years, mm-hmm. and I just know the way you walk, the way you talk, the way
you
eat, the way you sleep. I know it sounds real creeper, but I just do. We were in here talking about something, and I was just saying, man, I can't stop eating. I'm just eating everything during the holidays. I'm getting so much weight. And like, I wasn't even done talking. You're like, I know the sweets. There's so many sweets. Like,
that's true.
Over enthusiastic. And I was like, hold up. And that was like, ding. That was the first time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm gonna put that in my pocket. And then, so that was in December. And then after we came back from the holidays, and you know, everybody usually around the beginning of the year we're doing something, especially you. And like we like to be healthy. I like to eat healthy, you like to work out, you know. So I'm like, oh, what are you gonna do? Like, what's your plan? You know, like trying to, you know, whatever. And I was like, oh, I'm doing Whole 30. And I was like, what are you doing? And you're like, I'm doing Dry January. Okay, hold up. Now I'm not saying that I think anybody who does Dry January is pregnant, because that's not true. But if you know my girl, Dorothy,
yes,
you know This bitch likes her drinks.
I do.
She likes the cocktail.
I like to get the party started.
You do.
You know?
You do.
Like, I'm that person. I am that person.
And I think you even tried to do it for like 21 days once.
I did.
I'm like, I know my girl. She ain't going to do it. And you didn't do it. So I'm just saying, when you said that, I was like, okay, Dorothy, dry January. Right.
Right, okay, right.
That's the second time. And then also, our coworker had a get together during the beginning of the year, like with all the women.
Oh, yes.
With all the women here at Entercom. And I couldn't go. Because I had a previous engagement and you were going to go and you never said you weren't going to go. And then I realized I looked at the pictures. I'm like, she ain't there. And then you said, oh, I was sick or something like that. Okay. Again, if you know my girl, Dorothy, sick or not, she does not miss an event. You have the most FOMO out of everybody and anybody I ever met.
I do. And Steven makes fun of me for it all the time. But that day I was planning on going, but then I was okay, what am I going to do when, because they're going to be drinking. They had a big old like magnum sized bottle of champagne, you know, and they're all going to be drinking.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what am I going to do about it? And then I had been out all day and I was already like pretty tired and I was kind of recovering from a cold, so I was like, I'm just gonna be sick, you know, and I felt bad lying about it, but it's better than like
if I
had gone there, and you know I'm the worst liar.
You are.
So if I had told them that, they would have known I was lying.
Yes.
Like, my secret would have been told.
100%. You did the right thing, trust me, but I'm just saying, I, you know, we talk a lot, so when you said this, I was like, okay, you were sick. Okay, right. You missed out on some wine. Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Ding. You know, that was number three. And then, oh, there's more little things, but the big one where I was, the big one was, and keep in mind, during all these like little hints that I'm picking up on, of course, I'm like texting my husband, JJ. I'm like, oh my God, I think she's so pregnant. She's so pregnant. I know she's not going to tell me yet, but it's okay. I'm going to wait for her to tell me, blah, 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 blah. And so this last one, she was just like stressing about something that had nothing to do with her. And again, if you know my girl, Dorothy, you don't really like stress that hard about people that are not you.
Right.
You know, or people that like you're like your husband or, you know what I mean?
Right. Just
like,
in general.
You don't stress about it. I'm not saying you don't care. You just don't stress about it. No, you were stressing about it. Literally every day that week, you were coming in like almost in tears talking about someone else's drama. And I'm like, who is this girl? And I finally was like, I can't. And you were on your last rant. And you were looking at me, and I wanted to laugh so hard.
I know.
On the verge of tears about this other person's drama. And you are looking at me, and I'm looking at you, and I'm just like, I'm starting to smile. And I'm like, Dorothy, I got to ask you something. And I feel like you already knew what I was going to ask you.
I already knew.
And I was like, I can't take it anymore. I'm like, Dorothy, are you pregnant? And you're like,
yeah.
It was so good. And then of course all the chills, all the, you know, everything, like just I felt like bolts, electrical things going through my body.
Yeah, you gave me the biggest hug and it felt so nice.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sorry that I didn't want to like tell you that I knew. But I just couldn't take it anymore, sis.
I know.
You were just like,
I know.
Somebody, I didn't even know who you were.
I know. And then when you told me, it was over the winter break too, that you said you had a dream that I was pregnant.
Uh-huh.
And then I told Steven, I was like, oh man, this bitch knows. She knows I'm pregnant, babe. She knows.
I totally had a dream that Dorothy and my other Vietnamese best friend were pregnant.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I texted her right away, of course. And I already in my head knew. I was like, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I knew. And I'm just so happy for you. And I'm like over the moon for you. And just I imagine that you are sitting on this beautiful, puffy, big cloud.
Yeah, a huge cloud nine. And it just it wasn't real. Okay, so like I took a pregnancy test because you know we've been trying.
take us back because I want to know too, because I haven't gotten the full story because I want to save, you know.
Yeah,
so you've been trying.
We've been trying, and then I had bought the clear blue ovulation kits,
digital or non-digital?
The digital one, so the one that has a smiling face.
Okay.
When it flashes, that means okay, you should start your window, your ovulation window is starting now.
Okay.
And when it's solid, that's your peak day.
Okay.
So I had been doing it for 2 months, and then that past one in November, I did the test. It didn't say anything, and then I did it again later that night, and it was solid. When I came home from work, it was like a solid
circle.
The ovulation test. So it was a solid smiley face, which meant it is a peak day.
Let's go.
So I called Steve and I was like, babe, you need to come home after work. We're supposed to go see the new Harry Potter movie, but we're going to be doing it in between and then after. All right, like, get home now.
Wait, so you did it multiple times that day?
Yeah.
Oh.
For sure, girl. Okay. I'm trying to increase my odds,
okay,
you know?
Okay, okay. Yeah. I like what I'm hearing here, okay?
I know Steven probably loved it.
Yeah.
I think that was, like, around the time, you know?
Okay.
And then I have that app. I use the app called Ovia, so mm-hmm. you can track when your period is and stuff, and mm-hmm. when's, like, the first day you can start taking a pregnancy test. So on that first day that I knew I could take a test, I woke up, and I was like, dude, my boobs feel tender. I think this is it.
Really?
I think I might be pregnant. Okay. Yeah, because I never felt that before, you
okay.
know? And so I peed on the stick, and it came out, and it was—
What kind of stick?
It was the two lines, the two pink lines, the emergency one first.
Uh-huh. First response.
First response, yes. And, you know, it was kind of like a faint pink.
Uh-huh.
So what, and I was like, I think we might be it. I think, you know, and Steven's trying to not, like, he's excited, but he doesn't want to be too excited because what if it's
yes.
not, you know,
uh-huh.
if it's a false negative. So that morning I got on the phone as I was walking my dog and I called the doctor's office and said, hey, I took a test. I think I'm pregnant. Like, can I come in and see the doctor, get some confirmation here? And so they set me up to do the lab test the next day.
Question.
Yes.
Why not just wait to pee on another stick another day? Like, what was this? Why were you so, you needed to find out with a blood test?
Because I'm hella excited.
Okay. I'm just saying, because I've been there where, like, I choose.
Oh, and
but
trust.
Then
I did go to Walmart on the way into work, and uh-huh. I got three different types of tests.
You did?
Yeah, and they all said pregnant.
Okay.
But I wanted the blood test confirmation because that's official, you
right,
know?
Right, you're right.
And that's when I think Steven would feel the most, like, okay, mm-hmm. it's happening.
Yeah.
So I went and I did the test. And then the next day, they said it would be ready. But, you know, no phone call in the morning, no email, like nothing like that. So I called back and Steven was texting me like every other like 10 minutes. Like, hey, yo, did they text us back yet? Have you heard from them? Have you called them? And so finally, I mean, I did call and leave a message. I was super annoying.
Of course. It's okay. You're probably not the only one that's done that.
Yeah. And then I got the email and it said that, we were pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was so crazy. I had the biggest smile on my face.
Aww.
I could not. I grabbed our video guy here at the station.
Luke.
And I had Luke. I said, Luke, I just need you. Super top secret. I think I might be pregnant and I'm getting the results. I want you to record this moment.
Okay.
So I had him record it. I had him record Steven's reaction. And I'm going to post that video for everybody to
okay.
see. And so that was it.
And what was Steven's reaction?
He was like, he had a big old smile. He couldn't believe it. He wanted to scream, but he works with his mom. And like, it's a really small office.
Yeah.
So if he had made a lot of noise, they would have known. And so the hardest part for Steven is he is the worst secret keeper.
Is he?
So bad. He wanted to tell everybody.
Of course.
So after our first appointment and we saw the picture, he wanted me to send him that picture so he could send to his friends. And I was like, nah, fool. Like, we're still so early.
Yeah.
The only people I want to tell early are our families and our parents for Christmas. That was our idea, was to have them open up a picture frame that said, you're going to be grandparents again.
Aww.
And it'd be the ultrasound picture. And I sent it to my sisters. And then he tried to text them for it. And Sheila's, my older sister Sheila was like, hell no.
Yeah. Smart.
No.
Looking out.
Yeah. But of course, he ended up telling his friends, you know, and he just, it's very cute because he is just so excited.
Mm-hmm.
He went, we were at the mall a couple weeks ago and Gymboree is having a going out of sale, a business, like, you know, that sale.
Yeah.
So he went in there and he's like, oh, this is 50% off. He bought $94 worth of clothes. We don't even know if we're going to have a boy or a girl yet.
That is
but
so good.
It was very sweet. And I mean, honestly, he paid too much for them, even though it was a like quote unquote sales price. But I couldn't stop him because it was so, so, so sweet.
You can tell I saw him just when we recorded our last podcast and barely mentioned it. But I said congratulations to him because I haven't said that, you know, and you could tell he's just genuinely excited. I mean, I've seen him excited about stuff before, but like, this is a different kind of excitement.
Totally.
And I remember when you guys started dating and like, you know, you have a lot of nieces and nephews and you guys are always having parties. I know what that's about. And he fit right in and he was like so good with all your nieces and nephews. And I remember you loving that about him.
Absolutely.
And I right away was like, dude, dude, they're good. He's going to be a good dad. You're going to be a great mom. Like, it's going to be amazing.
Thank
I'm so
you.
Happy for you guys.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a really good dad. He I'm is. Excited about it. If we have a girl, though, game over. Mm. That little girl is going to have him wrapped around her pinky.
For sure. He's not going to know what to do.
No, because his family is all boys. My family is all girls. And he really wants to have a little girl because he's never experienced it before. And I'm like, ooh, babe, I mean, I love all of my nieces. They're the best. But I was like, I don't think you know what it was like growing up with four sisters. I mean, we hated each other.
I mean, yes, but, you know, boys have their things.
That's
girls
true.
Have their things.
That's true.
And regardless of boy or girl, he's going to be a great dad. So.
Yeah, totally. So,
oh, my gosh.
We're excited. And then we'll find out the gender on March 18th.
Okay.
Like, we're going to go, and my niece Ava is so sweet. She asked me if she could do a gender reveal party for us. So we won't, like, know. We'll have them put it in an envelope and then give it to her, and she'll, you know, she can do a cake or a balloon or whatever.
Yeah.
But she's super excited to do it.
That's really sweet that you're letting her do that. I'm wondering if... because Dorothy is such a great aunt to all your nieces and nephews. You honestly are not just an aunt. You are like a second mom to them. Do you think any of them are going to be jealous when you have your own baby?
I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting to see.
I know the twins are older now,
yeah.
right? They're 12,
yeah. They're
right?
12. The twins are 12. Ava's going to be super helpful. Like, I already know. She's going to be the best. If anything, I could see... like Nora and Allie.
Yeah,
you
the
know,
little ones.
The little ones, the little girls.
Yeah.
I could see them... I could see maybe a little bit of jealousy because they're like, I love them so much and like they're always on my lap and stuff, you know, or we're always hanging out. And so I could see maybe just that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. This is so exciting. So, okay. So we talked about what happened when, what you did to get pregnant, what happened when you did get pregnant. And now we are here. You still, as we're recording this, this is going to be your coming out.
Yes, this is.
On this podcast.
Yes.
So first of all, thank you. Thank you in advance. Thank you from all our listeners.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening.
But how has it been keeping it a secret?
At first, it was so hard because I was so excited. Yeah. I just wanted to spill it, you know?
Yeah.
But as time kind of went on, it kind of became easier. I mean, I almost got caught yesterday when we went out with a couple of our coworkers. One of them wanted to drink my drink. And I've been having to do that thing where it's like, hey, waitress, I'm pregnant. My coworkers don't know yet. Can you just make me a mocktail?
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, sure, just order this. And one of our coworkers, Yvonne, was like, oh, hey, can I try your drink?
You guys, this was, no, okay, hold up. So if you know me too, like, I'm a worrier. I'm like, I want to take care of you. I'm always, like, looking out for you, like, a little too much sometimes. And so, of course, like, now that I know that Dorothy's pregnant, I'm, like, always, like, I'm like a mama bear, like,
totally,
on you and that baby.
Yeah.
Here at work, you know, I'm just, like, watching out, make sure nobody's, like, saying anything, giving you anything, making you do anything. And then yesterday, when we were at that happy hour, oh, my God, I was stressing because I'm like, oh, how's she going to do it? How's she gonna, we're all going to have drinks. How's she? But you had it under control.
Yeah.
You already knew. You talked to the lady about making you a mocktail, whatever. And then even when, like, the lady brought your mocktail, I was like, do you want me to try it first?
You
want me to make
you
sure? Because I don't
did.
Know. I don't trust no bitch, you know?
You totally did.
But you're like, no, I'm cool. I'm good. And then right across from her was our coworker, Yvonne, like you said. And we're fine. We're in the middle of a conversation. I was like, oh, she's good. She's past. She's no. She doesn't need to lie to anybody. But, of course, the server gives Dorothy this mocktail that is, like, the most grandiose, like, beautiful, tropical-looking mocktail.
All the mint leaves.
Yeah. And so everybody's, like, looking at Dorothy's, quote-unquote, cocktail, and they're like, that looks good. And sure enough, Yvonne says,
oh, hey, can I try some of yours? And I was going out, like, naturally just thinking, like, oh, sure, try it. But then I was like, oh, wait, shit, if she tastes this, then she's going to know there's no alcohol in this.
Girl, I think I was, like, thinking already about that before you were, because I saw you. You literally, it was like a movie, you guys. She was sliding her hand over the table, pushing her cocktail to our friend Yvonne. And then I was ready to, like, go in there and swoop it or, like, accidentally knock it down or something all dramatic. And then Dorothy was so smart.
I was like, oh, you know what? You probably don't want to take a drink out of mine because I'm starting to feel sick, which I am. I mean, that's not a lie.
You're right.
It was a very convenient lie.
I was like, yes, it was like a movie. It was so, so good. But I mean, you've had a couple situations where you have been in a bar atmosphere and you haven't been able to say anything. So you got that down.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for you. I know. That everyone can finally know and you can celebrate out loud and
yeah.
We can all celebrate for you.
I can't wait till like I start showing, because right now I'm in that in-between phase where it looks like she's a little chunky, a little thick, you know, like a couple pounds, but I know I'm not.
You're not.
You know, yeah. I know I'm not, but it's just like when your jeans start to get a little bit snug and.
And you're the only one that knows your body.
Right, exactly.
Like everybody else, I promise you, you do not look at all like pregnant at all, at
Thank
all.
Thank you.
But I will say, you already know where I'm going with this. I have somebody on Instagram who was being all nosy. I'm like, yo,
Can I live?
There was like a video of Dorothy and you did not mm-hmm. even look pregnant. Literally, you had your hand on your back for a millisecond.
Yeah.
And when you put your hand on your back, like it just, you like kind of a little bit of a back bend situation.
Yeah. A little arch.
And you were wearing a plaid shirt. So anytime you have pattern, like it's just going to look even more,
right? Right.
And this follower who I am friends with, but I was like, oh my gosh. Okay.
She was pretty on almost like had my weeks down too.
She literally messaged me and said, hey, is Dorothy pregnant? She looks about 16 weeks or 14 weeks or something. Or 16 weeks, she said. And I read that and I was like, how does she know?
Because
I know she's a nurse, so I'm like, does she work at the hospital that Dorothy? Like, what, you know, how would you even, first of all, that's accurate. I literally replied, first of all, that's pretty, what did I say? Not accurate. I said, now I got to pull it up because I don't want to lie. Hold up. Oh, gosh. Of course, Instagram's having a bug right now.
Yeah.
Give me a sec. Uh-huh.
You were a good sis, though.
Okay. She literally says, is she pregnant with a pregnant emoji? She looks like about 16 weeks. Like the way she put her hand on her back, Prego's dough. And I said, ha, 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 dang, I didn't even catch her hand. 16 weeks? Wow, that's specific. I was like, ha, ha, but no, she's not.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, And then she said, 4 months, ha, ha, ha. I worked in OBGYN. You kind of learn how to eyeball and tell how far along. But that you don't, you're not showing. So I was just like, what? Yeah,
I can't wait till I'm showing so that way people can be like, all right.
I get that. You know? I totally get that. But still, lesson right here real quick. Because even, obviously she is pregnant, and even if you asked me, I wouldn't tell you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
Why do people ask that question like they really think you're going to give out that secret?
Oh, I know.
You know,
I know
what I mean?
Like, I don't know you.
Exactly.
Not like that.
You know, I know you, but I'm not, you know, my loyalty lies with you. So anyway.
Right.
Anyway, so yeah. And I know you've been complaining about that too. You're like, man, I just feel like, you know, like I'm gaining weight and blah, blah,
I know.
Blah. I'm like, sis, you're good.
I told Stephen this morning, I was like, is this a fat belly or a pregnant belly? A fat belly or a pregnant belly? And I'm laughing because Stephen obviously doesn't want to say anything to hurt my feelings, you know. He's like, well, your Peloton's going to come in next week.
Oh, you're getting a Peloton?
Yeah, he got me a Peloton for Christmas. Yeah, yeah, so.
I'm jealous.
I'm excited about that. Girl, we have the same size shoes. Come on over and work out anytime.
Oh my gosh, I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
Really quick, you have to say what you've been doing to get Stephen to do things for you.
Oh.
I mean, how many weeks are you again? How many weeks?
I'm 14.
14 weeks, and this girl is.
Oh, but the baby wants it. You don't love your baby? That baby needs this.
I can't wait to do that.
I know, it's the best.
And oh my gosh.
He rolls his eyes, but then he does it because then he'd feel like a jerk if he didn't do it for the baby, right?
And can you imagine if he had a girl?
I know.
It'd be triple that.
I know.
Oh my
gosh. It'd be game over. I'd have to be the bad guy all day.
Okay, so 14 weeks.
14 weeks.
How are you feeling?
Fantastic. I don't know how I got so lucky, but I didn't have morning sickness at all.
Nice.
At all. I'm like, I feel like that should be happening. I keep waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Right.
You know?
That's all right, just ride that wave, girl.
Yeah, so I'm feeling actually really good.
What other symptoms have you been feeling?
besides having sore boobs. That's
you still have sore boobs still?
No, it's kind
you
of faded now.
Early,
but I felt it a lot really early on. Like it was, like I'd just have to wear a sports bra would be the only thing that made me feel comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
But outside of that, that's about it, really.
That's good.
Yeah, and I mean, cravings. I love sweets. I'm indulging. Before I'd like, I kind of want a sweet, and I'd indulge here and there. But now I'm like, yes, girl, give me that cookie, give me that brownie, give me some ice cream, give me some cake.
I know. I've been seeing that. I know this girl does not like sweets that much.
I know. So, yeah. But you know, my mom, like, you've heard of, you know, the old wives' tales. My mom thinks I'm having a boy because I want sweets.
Ah, and I've heard that when you have morning sickness, you are having a girl. They say that, like,
yeah.
She, like,
sucks the beauty
out of you. Yeah, sucks the beauty out of you, exactly.
So rude. But you know, that one's not true because my sister-in-law, her brother and his wife are expecting a baby, and his wife had the worst morning sickness, like, she couldn't get out of bed. It was so bad. But they're having a boy. So I don't know if that one's really true.
No, I don't think it's true. I mean, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's true.
And then my sisters said that they think I might be having a girl because there's an old wives' tale that if the heartbeat is over 140 beats per minute, then you're having a girl. And mine was at 149. She said it was true for her daughter.
Ah.
And then the Chinese calendar said she's having a girl. And the Chinese calendar says I'm having a girl. But that's like 50, that's like for fun, right?
Yeah.
It's 50-50%. Chance of it being true.
Oh, so. Okay. What do you think? What do you feel? Okay.
Just
close your eyes.
Okay.
All right. I want you to dig deep, okay. Dorothy. I want you to tell us right now what you truly in your heart this day, 14 weeks, feel like you are having.
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
No. I honestly.
If you had to choose right now, what do you think you are having?
I think I might be having a boy.
Why?
Just because, like, Steven's family history, they're all boys.
Right.
You know?
But
I have girls. But, you know, the boys come from from the dad's
right,
side.
Right.
I just think it might be a boy. I don't know. Steven's mom had a dream and she thought it was a boy. She woke up on Christmas Day and was like, oh my God, I had the craziest dream. You guys were pregnant with a little boy. But because we always joke about what color the baby's hair is. Like, our baby could be redheaded because Steven's family is so diverse.
Yeah, they are.
He's got two brothers that came out redheaded. So we're joking my baby could have red hair. And we hadn't told his mom yet until later that day. So she thinks we're having a boy for sure.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I don't know yet.
You don't know.
I don't know either.
You would be really. I think what you think I'm having would be on because you're very intuitive.
I am intuitive. I don't know. But I don't know. The other day I thought girl. Today I think boy. So I don't know. But anyway, I'm so excited for you.
I know.
So excited for you. Okay. So what next?
So what next? We're going on our honeymoon, which is now going to become a baby moon to
New Zealand.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been on our bucket list, which I'm excited about. But then there are a couple things that I can't do since obviously I'm pregnant now. Like, I wanted to go wine tasting down there because some of the best Sauvignon Blancs, like some of my favorite, are from New Zealand.
Mm.
So I was a little bummed out about it, but that's okay. I mean, another day. It's fine. And then we're going to do like a helicopter ride to go check out the glaciers. We're going to go to there's an area. New Zealand is known for a lot of its geothermal activity. So there's a lot of like natural hot springs and stuff.
Wow.
Which I'm super excited to do. The beaches there are supposed to be beautiful. It's just supposed to be fantastic. So that's next. Then we get back. Then hopefully our remodel will be done. We'll get to move in. Then we'll find out the gender of the baby. And then we will, I don't know, we'll go from there.
Oh my gosh. So many big life events happening for
you.
Again.
I know, it's
you
crazy.
You had a great year last year.
Yeah.
Great year this year so far.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm feeling very like knock on wood. Is this true? Like, I feel like.
What do you mean?
Like, it's kind of too good to be true. I'm excited. I'm very excited to be having a baby. And that Steven and I are starting our family, but sometimes it's just surreal, you know?
Like, I totally get that.
I'm a human being is growing inside of me right now.
I know.
You know?
Wait, what's the size of it right now? Do you know?
It is the size of a little troll doll.
Stop it. You have a troll doll
inside
of you.
I have a troll doll inside of me.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
I imagine it has a turquoise belly button.
Yeah, it has a little jewel.
Yeah.
For sure.
Aww.
And what's fun about this, too, is a lot of my friends are pregnant right now.
Okay.
So we're kind of all getting to experience it together, you know?
That's fun.
Yeah.
So pass some of that magic
over to
me. I
know. We're sending you those vibes, girl, right now.
Give it.
Right now. Seriously.
Aw, well, I'm so happy for you, I have to tell you. And I'm not going to lie. I was a little worried at first. I'm like, oh, I hope this isn't like, I'll be real right now. I'm just going to be real. You know, one of my best friends is pregnant with her third child.
Mm-hmm.
And, she's literally my best friend, Nicole. And, you know, when she first told me, I was like, oh, my God, I'm so happy for you. Like, I'm so happy for you. I was so happy for her. The following day, I was mess. Aww. And I know it sounds silly, but unless you've been in my shoes where you've been trying, like, you don't know how it's going to hit you, you know what I mean? And I wasn't, like, jealous. I was just, like, damn, like, you know, like, why is it still happening to me? And so I, that's when, like, my depression streak started. And it's not her fault. We've already talked about this. We're okay. Everything's good. Like, you know, it was awkward on my end, you know. And so when that happened with you, I was like, oh, I hope I don't get affected. Because immediately I felt, like, of course, joy and, like, all these, like, great feelings for you, you know. And
I was a little bit worried about it, too.
Of course, and I get that, you know. Like, I get it. And, you know, and I just, and I yeah, like, I know people are going to not feel sorry for me, but, you know,
you're not alone. You're honestly, not alone in that feeling, because one of my other girlfriends who had gone through a couple miscarriages, like, she openly admitted that to me, too. And I was like, whoa, like, my initial thought was like, dude, that is so crazy to think and to feel like that. But then also it's like, dude, that's so honest.
Yeah.
That's
honest. Just like the most raw feeling. You know? But honestly, I swear on everything, like, I think just because I'm in a better place now and I've done the work on myself, that when you, you know, when you, well, I was gonna say when you told me the news, but when I found out,
when I confirmed it,
exactly, I was fine and I've been fine and I haven't, and like, I don't know. It's just like, I think I'm just in a different place and I'm just like accepting of the fact that whatever happens, happens. So I'm just happy that I'm happy that you're pregnant. I'm happy that I'm happy for you. You know what I mean? Not like that, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and,
of course.
And it's just great news, you know. And this is like, this is exciting because it's so weird. When we first started our podcast, the idea, you were pregnant yet, right?
I wasn't.
You literally got pregnant, and we our first episode that we recorded, you weren't pregnant yet.
I think I was pregnant.
Were you?
I thought
we recorded in November.
You're right. The first episode I wasn't pregnant. No, the second one I was. The second one in January, I was.
The first one you weren't, right? Because we didn't
know
what this podcast was going to be. Like, we're like, let's just record. Let's just turn the mic on. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
How crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't know that was going to happen. And that's so cool. I just love it, you know. And everybody can hear literally both our journeys, which are, you know, have been different, you know. And I can't wait to see what this little baby looks
like.
I
know. You're going to be a Thea.
I'm going to be a Thea. Oh, my God. I literally talk to that baby every day.
She does.
Every day.
Does,
I go down to her belly, which she doesn't even have yet.
I know. I make Steven. I was like, baby, say goodnight to the baby right now. Give me your hand. He's like, you're so weird. There's no belly yet. I'm like, I don't care.
I love that. Oh, my gosh. I love that. I love that. Yeah. So I'm just happy that I can do that now out loud in the halls in front of everybody. You know?
Yay.
I mean, if you want me to. You know, crazy Thea over here.
Nah, you can't, man.
Oh,
you're
going
to be responsible for teaching our baby Spanish.
Ooh, okay. All right. I'm going to have to brush up on that, but okay.
I know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, first word it's going to say is
Tapatio.
Oh, man. Okay. What else do you want to say about your baby news? This is like your big reveal. So, you know what I mean?
I'm super happy. I'm very excited. I did have a couple of pregnancy cries. That was the first.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that.
My very first real, I think you came in and you saw me right after, like fresh after the cry. I told you, I was like, Tanya, I just had my first pregnancy cry.
Oh, I do remember this. Yes.
And it was from a Facebook video.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yes. not funny, but funny.
It was of this like newlywed couple who was having their first dance, but the husband was in a wheelchair, and his groomsman and his dad helped him stand up so he could dance with his wife for their first dance song. And I bawled. And I'm not a crier.
I'm not a crier at all,
but I was like sobbing. And then more recently, like last week, I was watching Top Chef, and
I cried twice
during Top Chef.
Hold up. Why? What made you cry on Top Chef?
I don't. Well, there was a story of one of the chefs, like they had to make like a dish that was personal to them, like a song memory.
Uh-huh.
And her memory was with her dad, but he's no longer with her because he committed suicide.
Yeah.
And it was like, I cried at that. I mean, it's sad, but normally people wouldn't cry. So it was just like really, really sad. And then the other part came at the very end of the episode. I mean, okay, Like, it's not, it's a sad story, but it's a thing you would really cry about if you were just normal watching it, right? You'd just be like, oh, that's a bummer. And then the other part that I cried about was at the very end of the episode when they dedicated the whole episode to a former contestant who had just passed away from cancer. She lost her battle. Her name was, it was Fati.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, she was one of my favorites. I cried when I saw that. It just made me so sad.
Sis, I cry over everything. I saw that. I was sad, but I didn't cry.
I
whoa.
I told Steven, I came out, I was like, I just cried twice.
Like that?
Yes.
Like that?
Yes. Like that. Oh my God. That is one change that has been happening a lot to me, is that I cry at the drop of a dime now.
But it's weird, like, the things that make you cry. Because, like, every time we talk about the baby, every time we have, like, big things, like,
yeah. Hearing the heartbeat.
I'm the one crying.
Yeah.
I'm the
yeah.
one crying. I'm like, are you crying? You're like, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
So crazy. And you're not this emotional girl. You are not.
No. So it's just
like
kind of trippy. Thanks. It's making me more girly.
Yes, I know. I like it. Ooh, what does that mean?
Just that I have a lot of pregnancy hormones?
Yeah, probably. I know. God, I overlook everything. Overthink everything.
I know.
Oh, okay. Okay. So emotional, not so much the food craving, sweet stuff, which we have seen. But how good was that burger yesterday, though?
Girl,
okay. Sorry. I know. Sidetrack here, but.
Bum.
So in North Park, there is a place called The Friendly, and I followed them on Instagram forever. And it's funny, our coworker Jason has been talking about food crushes in San Diego.
Yeah.
Like, they definitely have been a food crush of mine, The Friendly. And they do pizza and burgers and random, like, items on other days. And I finally went with my husband, and, like, I remember trying it. And you are, like, Miss North Park.
Yeah.
I mean, you know everything, everywhere, everybody.
Right.
And so I was like, please tell me you've been to The Friendly. And you said no. And then even at that time, you hadn't told me you were pregnant yet. And in my head, I was like, ooh, her pregnant ass needs to go. And you finally tried that burger yesterday.
I finally tried that burger. And it is so mouth-watering good. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if it's the combo of the cheese with the patty. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit greasy, but, like, so worth it. It was two patties, two slices of cheese, like cheddar cheese, and I think there was a white cheese too, and I think that might have been it, with the crispy toasted buns. Mm-hmm. Ugh,
the baby liked it.
Baby loved it.
Baby needs
another.
Yeah. Baby's my homie. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Steven, your baby needs another Friendly burger.
Oh man, those are good. Dirty
so
flat top burgers.
Good.
$5. Mm-hmm. So good. All right, well, I can't wait, because now every week we're going to get a little update on baby English.
Yes.
And, you don't need to say, but have you guys talked about names at all?
We have.
Oh, okay.
That's something else that I want to bring up, too. Should we do it now or do it later?
Possible names?
Yeah, because we have a friend. So we have a name that we like, but this is like Steven's friend whose daughter is already named the same name. But I didn't know, like, I didn't really know about it because, like, these are a new group of friends, like a new couple of friends,
uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
But it's a family name that we like for a little girl. Like, it's Steven's grandma's name, which is really sweet. But I don't know. Like, what do we do?
First of all, we're going to talk about this on another episode, because
okay.
this is a whole thing.
A whole different thing.
I bet you this is, I mean, I can only imagine.
Okay.
And, yeah, we definitely are going to talk about this.
Maybe next week? Okay.
Yeah. Maybe next week. Have so much fun in New Zealand.
Thank you.
Have so much fun celebrating now that the secret is out.
Yes.
And I love you, and I wish
you
the best pregnancy, and I can't wait to see little baby English.
Thank you.
And hold him or her.
Yeah. Yeah, not twins. We definitely made sure it's just one.
Oh, that's right.
How do you know?
Duh.
Yeah. Thank you, Tanya.
Don't forget, you can listen to Dorothy every day, Monday through Friday, and on weekends, on Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on
KIXI 96.5. You can stream it through radio.com or just listen live, listen through your smart speaker. Tanya's on every single morning with John and Tammy on 103.7 KSON.
Yes, I'm their associate producer, and you can follow me at I'm Tanya Gonzalez on Instagram.
And my Instagram and social media is at Dorothy on Air.
Yes. And please, if you're on Facebook, give us a like, because we have about 20 likes.
23.
Okay. 23.
Yeah.
Okay. I saw that last like come in. I saw it. And then if you're on Instagram, like us there or follow us there at Real Wives in Radio. You know, if you're listening through radio.com, I think you can rate us, definitely heart us, favorite us. And if you are listening on iTunes, Make sure you subscribe so you can be notified when we have new episodes. Yep. And then also rate us. If you like us, leave a comment, whatever you think it is, or whatever you want to say, and give us stars. And then I think that's it, right?
Yeah,
there's so many things to do.
Oh my God, check.
Love you.
Love you too.
Thanks for the great news. Thanks for telling us first. Oh my gosh, we're so special.
Thank you for always, you know, always supporting. I love you.
Absolutely. Bye.
Bye, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.